You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning. It is the WIP Morning Show. John Ritchie and James Seltzer in for Joe DiCamaria, Hughes, Justin D'Orazio, hanging out this morning. Phils, man. How about them Phils, John Ritchie? Good morning. How you doing, pal?
The Phils are on a mission.
Yeah, they're bringing it, dude.
I really appreciate the team unity, the focus. We'll get into that. That really is something, though. Did you know that cows have best friends?
I did not.
Cows studies show that cows have best friends, and they can tell this because cows will choose to spend more time with certain individuals. Mm. They'll groom other specific cows. But some cows, they prefer specific companions. They can tell this. Their heart rate's lower. You can physiologically determine that cows are made better health-wise by being close to these specific cows. They're best friend cows.
It's not crazy, right?
I mean, no.
Yeah, it makes
They're
sense.
They're smart,
it makes
social
logical
creatures.
Sense. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. But
I think it would be kind
cute.
Of messed up to assume that they didn't have friends.
Well, we're learning more and more about the animal kingdom, just how close these bonds can be.
That's
you know,
true.
The way that animals pair off for life.
If only Joe were here to really give us the knowledge
and wife
that we need. You know,
I know.
You know, we could really dive deep.
Well,
on
he would not listen
things.
Or believe the.
How do they know? How
the
do
science.
They know?
You're right.
Yeah, good times. You know what I know. Phillies are on a mission, like you're saying, John. They have been white hot this series, the best series of the season, I think, arguably. A really good Mariners team that came into town and had been playing good baseball outside of losing their last series to the Mets, had been playing good baseball prior to that, and they brought in good pitchers. I mean, Logan Gilbert, Luis Castillo. I mean, they brought in dudes. It didn't matter. This Phillies team
dudes
raked.
With mustaches.
Yes, yeah. They got a lot of mustaches on
Tall.
That team. Yeah.
Mustaches, that's scary when you see that
oh,
on an
yeah.
opposing pitcher.
Yeah.
Tall mustache, I don't know. Maybe because it harkens back to Randy Johnson. You know what? Maybe that is part,
it's
but
possible.
No, it doesn't matter.
I think it's a confidence thing. You see the stash, you're like, that guy's
stash
rocking the stash. He's got
confidence.
He's
you're
probably
right.
a good pitcher. You know?
I wouldn't be able to pull it off. I know that. But
dude. I would never even consider it.
I know. I've never seen baseball like this baseball that our Phillies are playing now. It's so dialed in, and it's so it's all feeling. You know, it's all feeling and acting and not thinking. And, man, the approach, you got to love the approach. It's just how do you even describe it? It's like butter, you know, like the, like everyone is picking up the scraps, sort of, you know, like everyone's doing the little things, and we are a machine, offensively speaking, right now. You know, once upon a time, it was just this foreign concept. Hey, what if they all get hot at the same time? Okay, now we know what it looks like. It looks like this series against the Mariners. I've never seen the consistency that, you know, during that we saw during this series. The lack of panic, I guess, and the trick of all of this is these guys are playing for Zach Wheeler. We know that, they know that, and a lot of times we've seen our teams where guys try to do too much. You know, Carson Wentz, classic example, just trying to take a little bit too big a bite, and that's where you get in trouble. You know, instead of taking the underneath route, you just got to try to squeeze it over the top for the 30-yarder, and that's where the guy steps underneath and picks you off. This plan the beauty of the plan for our baseball team is there is no plan. There's this feeling, and you can feel it with Kyle Schwarber stepping up to the plate. You know, it's like his hands do the talking. He just – it really is. It's almost like – like breathing. He steps up there, and it doesn't matter if that thing's a fastball this high. He lets his hands get to it, and that's it. It's out of the park. And his quest for, and it's not even a quest for MVP, I think his quest for leading this team and for creating a path to the World Series for this team is leading to an MVP consideration. You know, like he is making, he's basically putting his own performance on the map in the MVP race because he's lifting us as a team right now because he's the leader of this group. He knows what he has to do. And everyone's responding. It's beautiful. You got a box score where every single guy hit, every single starter, I should say, you know, the... Mm-hmm. That's something I've never seen. It's all just so interconnected. And then play. They're playing like it could get taken away. You know, like they're because with Zach Wheeler, it might be. You know, they understand how important this is deep down now, and so they're playing like it all could get taken away. They're playing with that urgency that really makes it spectacular to observe. This level of intensity and focus offensively, it's like the opposite of the last day of a series against a subpar opponent when you've won the first two, and it's a Sunday afternoon, and you know they're not going to be digging deep. You know it's going to be like, heading for the buses as soon as we can. Like, that's such a far cry. That's the opposite side of the coin from what we have become, which is the uber-focused, we're playing for one another, but especially for Zach Wheeler, and we realize how big and how important this all is, and we know what it feels like for him, how badly we feel for him because it might be taken away from him. And this is just, it's the perfect storm right now. And the performances are demonstrating just how important emotion is to, you know, coming up and playing your best baseball.
215-592-9494. Do you believe, is Richie right? Is this a change that is going to last? Look, it's only been three games that we've seen this change. You know, they hit on Sunday too against the Nats. Obviously the bullpen gave up a bunch of runs. It was a lot closer than these Mariners games, but
they've scored 40 runs in these four straight wins.
The lineup has gone nuclear,
bonkers. And but then also the starters. We were so worried. Oh my gosh! The bottom line here is Zach Wheeler might be gone forever for our team, especially, you know, this year. How do we plan without him? Okay, well, you got Ranger, who it's been a mixed bag, and. You got Ranger, you had Lizardo yesterday, you had Christopher Sanchez. You look at their performances in this series, holy cow. It was 6 2/3, 6 1/3, six innings. It was geez, 12 strikeouts, 12 strikeouts, 10 strikeouts. It was no men walked, just two guys walked, no men walked. It was precision pitching by these big three, and they looked like they stepped up their game. You know, everyone is pulling just a little extra. That's something that they've talked about. If we are good enough, we know this roster is so good that if we all do a little bit more, and we don't go Carson Wentz overboard and try to take too big a bite, we all do a little bit more, we are that good. We can do this together. And you can feel that.
215-592-9494. Do you agree with John? Do you believe in this team after this Mariners series? Look, it's early. It's only been three games. We still have 6 weeks of baseball left prior to the playoffs, but it does feel like there's something different with this team since the Zach Wheeler injury. And we've wondered, like, does this team need something to galvanize them, to push them forward? And, you know, you hope this is the thing, because we talked about this a lot. Without them galvanizing around this, it's just losing your best pitcher. It's just losing your best player. There is only one possible way that we can look back at this injury as a positive thing, and it's if they win the World Series. It's if they galvanize around this thing and go the distance. So 215-592-9494, are you in on this team now? Do you believe? Because I think a lot of people on Monday, on Tuesday, right after the Zach Wheeler injury, especially before this Mariners series, was feeling like, you know, it's a big ask to try and win the World Series without Zach Wheeler. And I think there are still people out there who feel that way. 215-592-9494. You are losing your best player. Like, the guy who has been the most consistent, dominant force for you in the playoffs has been Zach Wheeler the last 3 years.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And they're not going to have that guy in the playoffs, most likely. I mean, that is a big loss. Can this team galvanize around that? And are we going to see this team, this offense, this explosion? Is this what we're going to see moving forward? Obviously, they're not going to score double-digit runs every night. They're not going to strike out double-digit guys every night. But do you believe that this is a turning point? Do you believe the Zach Wheeler injury is the turning point for this Philly season?
Oh, there it is. Justin DeRozio. The ones and twos. Philly's fever. Let's go. All they do is hit home runs and score runs and strike guys out.
And pitch like crazy. The 34 strikeouts in the three games against the Mariners.
Just by the
most
starters,
in
yeah.
Philly's history in a three-game series, mm-hmm. which is fantastic. I don't think in my limited span of watching baseball, I've seen the 12 and the K together very often. I thought that was so freaky. And especially, you know, the other day when we saw it, the 12K happened. I think it was like 96 pitches in. And mm-hmm. then the ump gave him an awful call and you know, Sanchez gets pulled. But this time it was more of the same. Quick and out. These pitchers, Jesus Luzardo. I don't know if you saw the special that Ben talked about with his sweeper mm-hmm. having sort of two modes. Like the sort of put him away mode is a little bit more aggressive version of it. It looks exactly the same coming out, but the shape of the sweeper and the velocity of the sweeper as it arrives is it's just impossible for these hitters to predict, and it's so they're guessing. They're guessing every time, even on that one hit, on that one pitch, because he's got these very distinct variations mm-hmm. of it. I think it's so fascinating, the art of pitching, that I'm just now like learning a little bit about, just like scratching the surface of. I can't wait to talk to Ben about this more.
Yeah,
it's
cool. Well, Ben, and it's 7 o'clock today to talk about Luzardo, the game yesterday, the series. Speaking of the game yesterday, let's hear it. A montage of the Phillies' runs.
A montage?
We had to do a montage today because when the Phillies put up an 11 spot, you know, and just keep hitting and keep striking guys out, we put together a little montage. Here's how it sounded if you weren't up last night to see the Phillies stomp the Mariners for a sweep.
Swung on, hit deep, down the right field line, and that ball is gone! Into the lower seats, just over the railing, down the right field line, and Max Kepler with a home run, his 13th of the season, and the Phillies now lead it 3-1.
The 0-2, swing and a miss, struck him out. There's number 12. For Jesus Luzardo.
Grounded past Suarez into left field. A base hit. Marsh will come home and score. Bader is around to third. And Bryson Stott with his third hit of the day. And it's now 4-2 Phillies. Winging a ground ball. Right side, it's through. Onto the glove of Naylor. In to score is Stott. Here comes Turner. The throw gets by at the plate. Both runners score. Phillies lead it 7-2 as Schwarber takes second. On the overthrow.
Swing at a tapper towards the middle of the infield. Young backhand, the throw to first. Not in time. It's a five-hit game for Trey Turner. 9-2 Phillies.
Swung on. Hit high and deep right field. And that is gone. Just cleared over the railing. First row. And Kyle Schwarber with home run number 45 puts an exclamation point on a series sweep for the Phillies. It's 11-2. It's a 5 RBI game for the major league leader.
It's hit sharply, but right at second. Stott has it, fires to first, and the sweep is complete. Their fourth win in a row, 11-2 the final as the Phillies take all three from Seattle.
Man,
it's just so awesome. It's so exciting even thinking back, you know, just letting your brain meander back through some of the plays. And when it fixes on Kyle Schwarber and what he's doing right now, it's hard
ridiculous.
To not giggle.
Yeah.
Like, I giggle when I think about the stuff that he's doing because it's crazy looking too. Like, I'm really proud of it. And I'm also just blown away. And it's like the rewind factor is so great. It's so massive. Because you hardly believe it, and it just keeps coming.
Yeah.
He keeps bringing it.
It is amazing, and it does feel like every night Kyle Schwarber is doing something to help this team win baseball games.
Almost effortlessly.
Yeah,
looks.
No,
that's
the swing is as easy as you'll ever see.
So
the flick
sweet.
Of the wrist, and the ball just explodes off his bat. Yeah, he's been massive. Harper's been good. Turner, a five-hit night yep. last night. Look, those guys at the top of the lineup. I mean,
five-hit night. This is the magical type stuff that really does happen. You know, when teams go on these crazy runs, and look, I don't want to jinx anything. I'm not going to jinx anything because I think I'm reverse jinxing it by singling it out and saying I don't want to jinx it.
Well, that always works.
I hope that's a rule.
Because you said it, John.
Yeah,
it works.
I think you just made it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, well, this team, man, this team has that magical that feel. You know, it really does have the what dreams are made of, whatever you'd call it.
Now,
stuff that's crazy really does happen, and teams really do feel a different way when they all have something to band together about. This is a big deal. The emotion that's very real in that locker room over Zach Wheeler and his health situation. This is palpable, and it's important. And these players, they all mean so much to one another. And you can see it in the way that they're playing. I don't think that just goes away.
I hope not. Like, look, it's only been three games. It has been three games of awesomeness. Do you believe? Like,
against a really good team.
Against a great team, yeah.
That
really
was battling, you know, with Houston.
Yeah, no, they are a playoff contending team. They are a really good team. Do you believe in it? Not, like, again, I believe that this team is galvanizing over the Wheeler thing, but we are a long way away from the playoffs even beginning. We're still 6 weeks away from the playoffs starting. There's still 30.
You think it's too early? Is that what you're saying? Are you saying we're early peakers?
No, so I'm saying I believe, but you're going way over the top of me. So I'm reining you in a little bit. I think that's the question, though. Do people feel like, Richie, do you feel like this series is the turning point of the season? Are we going to look back on the season and say the Zach Wheeler injury, that Mariners series, that was when they started to play differently? Again, they're not going to score 11 game runs every game. They're not going to strike 12 guys out every game.
Yeah.
But is this the start of something? Is this the change in this team? Because it has to be. It has to be. If this team's going to win the World Series, it starts now.
No doubt. No doubt. He's your best pitcher. He's a huge leader. And this is heartbreaking. And every man is playing baseball differently now than they were before this news, and it's making them play better.
215-592-9494. Coming up next, we're going to tell you how you can win a great prize. Awesome way to win it. It's a fun side topic. We're going to get into that coming up. Plus, we're going to hear from Rob Thompson on the team's response to Wheeler. Interesting stuff from him. And Dave Dombrowski on building from the postseason later in the show. Ben Davis is coming up at 7 o'clock. We'll get Ben's thoughts on what he saw from Lizardo, talking about what Richie was talking about before with Lizardo and the art of pitching, as it were, and how good Lizardo was last night, and just this team in general, whether Ben believes they have turned the corner. Do you believe they've turned the corner? It's the morning show. John Richie, James Seltzer in for Joe DeCamera, Rhea Hughes, Justin DeRozio hanging out. Coming up in a minute, we're going to tell you how you can win a really neat prize day, a really fun way to win it. Rhea Hughes.
Yes.
Do you believe in the Phillies? Is this the turning point of the season?
I'm impressed with how they've handled it, the whole Zach Wheeler thing, because there's one or two ways to go.
Yeah, it either cripples you or you grow from it.
You panic. There doesn't appear to be any panic in them. That's and especially, look, I'm not surprised at Sanchez, Suarez, and Lizardo. I told you I was watching the game yesterday with a friend. And he goes, he's got 12 strikeouts. I'm like, he doesn't have 12 strikeouts. I mean, like, I was paying attention to the game, but I had to take a phone call and I had to step outside for a minute. And he's like, no, I swear. And so I'm like, no, it doesn't. I pull up the box score. I go, oh, you're right. Oh my God. And he's had five straight quality starts, Lizardo.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
He's
settling back in, as it were.
And the home run he gave up, I mean, the guy hit it with one hand. I mean, what are you going to do?
And Daniel Suarez, the guy's got 39 home runs.
Exactly.
He hits home runs.
Exactly.
It happens. And honestly, I couldn't believe he got that ball out. I mean, that ball was almost hit the ground. It was like close to like a Vlad Guerrero type thing where it was like, way down. He's like, let me just golf that out of there. I'm with you. That was
and
hard
then,
to blame
And then
Lizardo.
I see Bryson Stott is their, it was NBC Sports, their post game guy. And I kept waiting. I go, are they going to do it? You know, come, and,
they didn't
and,
do it.
And didn't.
No,
and I
they're,
went,
they're serious
they're,
right now.
They're serious, yeah. But, you know, it, but there doesn't appear to be a heaviness on them, if that makes sense.
Marsh
no, it
was
does.
Standing sort of off to the side.
Yeah,
yeah, no, noticed,
that's
like,
why
yeah.
I was curious.
It looked like he was thinking about
it. Yeah, he looked like, get, like he had like
he
a
was sort of poised yeah. for action and thinking.
Looked
and
ready
then he thought
for
better
it.
Of it
yeah.
or something.
Yeah, no, they're locked in this team. I have an interesting question about Bryson Stott coming
How
up.
How about that though, Bryson Stott?
We're gonna get to it. Don't worry. Don't we're gonna get to it. I got some Bryson Stott. Yeah,
what
I got
was
some,
that? Wait,
what
was that word?
You know what? This feels like
that was almost like a
truth is fine. I couldn't make sense of the world when Bryson Stott continued to be not good.
He's been much better. And there, I'm going to tell you, here's coming up in a little bit. We actually have a tangible reason.
Yes.
We actually.
And now I understand. Now so, it makes me feel better.
We'll play some audio for that. Yeah. Coming up in a little bit, you'll hear a potential tangible reason for why to actually believe in the Stott thing. That's coming up as well. Justin D'Orazio producing the show today. Justin. You in on the Phils? You believe? Is this the turning point, my friend?
This really does feel like the turning point.
Wow,
I mean, if it's
we
not,
are,
if
we
it's
are
not
so
this,
positive here. I love it.
If it's not now, when is the turning point?
Yeah,
I feel
well,
like
it might
there's
be
been,
never. Yeah.
I feel like there's been two or three moments this season where I felt like this is the turning point. But given that the Zach Wheeler situation, the blood clot with Zach Wheeler was the low point of the season to me. This feels like the high point.
Yeah. Well. Wow. Yeah. Well, we low to high quickly. Mm. Yeah. No. It is. It's going to be fascinating to see. 215-592-9494. Are you in on this Phillies team? Do you believe that this Mariners series, coupled with the Wheeler injury, their reaction to the Wheeler injury, is going to be a turning point for this season? We'll look back and say that was when it all started. That was when they came together and went on a run. In addition to your calls on the Phillies today, 215-592-9494, you have the chance to win a very cool prize, a pair of tickets. See the Delaware State University Hornets host the Norfolk State University Spartans at Lincoln Financial Field on Thursday, October 30th. Why would we be giving away tickets to the Delaware State versus Norfolk State game? Of course, DeSean Jackson versus Michael Vick. DeSean Jackson, the coach of Delaware State. Michael Vick, the coach of Norfolk State. Coming back to the link. That's a fun one. That should be neat. See them stalking the sidelines.
Do we know who's favored? Who's got
the upper
hand here?
We do not yet. So the game is still, you know, two months away. So we'll see as the season shakes out. So they might have an early line on it, but I am not sure. But it is Eagles legends DeSean Jackson, Michael Vick return to Lincoln Financial Field to face off in their first year as D1 coaches. You can get tickets at Ticketmaster.com or win them here today. And here's how you win them. Today in 1942, John, the classic Bambi came out. You big Bambi guy? Were you ever a Bambi guy?
I sure was. My
really?
Mom took me to the
I would not
to
see. I would
see
not
Bambi.
Have guessed it. I would not have guessed it at any point you were a Bambi guy. I never dug Bambi.
I was a baby. I mean, I was a Bambi baby.
You were a Bambi
and
baby.
I was taken to the theater by my mom.
I don't think I ever really. I think I watched it too young, and I never got past the.
Oh,
mom
I was
part.
A huge,
I was like,
Bambi.
All right, I'm out. I can't do this. It's terrible. It's a horrible. What a horrible movie. It's
was
a horrible
that
movie.
Groundbreaking at the time?
It must have been 1942. You would think. I don't know. Though that maybe they were
I don't
a little
know.
More dour at that time, you know.
It seemed
coming off the Great Depression a little earlier, and the war going on. Who knows? You know,
it seemed very harsh to me at the time.
Me too.
And I mean,
me
I was just a very young child, yeah. So I guess most things would seem harsh, but that
probably.
That was harsher.
I know.
I mean, that did seem like it should have been sort of surprised. Like, that might have been, like, one of those first situations.
Yeah.
Like, the first time a man and a woman kissed on network television.
Sure.
That feels like a first. Like, the first time one of the main characters dies, like, 5 minutes into the movie.
Well, it's funny because that does, you realize over time, especially when you get older and look back, like that is just a trope in Disney movies. I mean, Lion King, obviously. Like,
oh my
the
God.
Most, you know,
the dinosaur.
They love
hit.
To kill parents.
It hit
like, it's like amazing. Could we chill with the parent killing man?
That's the thing.
It's
it really worked well and created that longing and angst.
I know.
That
you,
they were looking for.
Dude, you don't realize until you go back and watch it with your kid. Like, I watched Lion King with Zoe. And when Mufasa died, she, like, lost it. She was, like, bawling her eyes out. She goes, this is what she does. She's bawling her eyes out. She goes, but he was so fierce. And it was, like, the cutest and saddest thing I've ever been a part of in my life.
How to Train Your Dragon 2, they killed off the father. I cried. Yeah. And Clark's like, wow, it's a big... I'm like, stop killing the parents. I was like, this is really bad.
Well, we are not doing killing parents as a side topic.
The dragon stuff. The How to Train Your Dragon stuff is
movies.
Amazing.
They're super entertaining.
Those are...
Oh, really, we got the live action one coming soon.
Yeah, well, it's already out.
I mean, I'm sorry.
Coming to VOD soon. Yes. All right. So with Bambi on the mind, a non-human character, as it were, a creature guy, as Joe DeCameron would call it. Best non-human character, movies, TV, books, whatever today, is going to win the prize. Best non-human character like Bambi is a deer. That's not a human, you know. So it could be any animal. It could be a robot. It could be a monster. This is so wide open today. There are massive haymaker answers today. The best one is going to win the prize at the end of the show. John Rich, you give me a non-human character.
This is massive. Really difficult.
Big.
And I feel some responsibility when there are some huge ones that need to be taken off the board that would be impossible to vote against.
Yes.
But there are so many that feel they're impossible to vote against. So I'm just going to take one of them that's personal for me.
Yes.
Chewbacca would be very hard for me to vote against.
No, I think it's a good job.
Chewbacca
right there.
The Wookiee.
The Wookiee.
Han Solo's best friend. Yeah, it he's been a big part of my life.
And rightfully so. Rightfully
Sadly.
So.
Yeah. I will say,
I told
geeky,
you I just rewatched him recently. Chewie's great, man. Chewie is so cool. He is not just cool. He's like he's got the best heart in all the movies.
Oh,
he's a
man, you
sweet
can
creature.
Always count
Chewie's
on
the best,
Chewie.
Man.
The one thing that I really have a problem with, and I don't think I've ever voiced
Wow. Something about Star Wars you haven't voiced on the air. Is that possible, Rhea?
Yeah.
You sure?
It's
I feel like you've recited the movie over the course of the years.
It's so stretching my bounds of what's realistic and what's not. This is terrible. When Chewie's language, hold on. When Chewie's language is
that's the crazy part about Star Wars.
His language is just Han's like, oh yes, that's exactly what we need to do with the flux capacitor and this and that. Like it's just
Well, it must be in the and in the noise and in the vibrations, all right? Come on. Yeah, Han is a linguist.
Come on. It's pushing my sense of what's realistic a little too far.
I see DeRozio freaking out there.
R2-D2 just beeps and boops the whole movie. Everybody knows what he's saying.
Yeah,
it's just the law of Star Wars.
Well, that's another one.
Law of Star Wars.
I have a problem with that
also. It's called movie magic.
Yeah, why do you have a problem with movie magic?
I have a problem with R2-D2's beeps also because they are sparse and there's no way that it could give you as much information as what they're pretending
C-3PO
like it's giving.
C-3PO speaks 15,000 languages. Of course you can understand it. What are we talking
but
about
But at least it's many beeps and do-do-do-do-do-do-do, like different tones and stuff. With Chewie, it's just
It's the infliction.
It's nothing.
It's the infliction in the
There's no inflection. It's just Like, come on.
It's more like
You're not reciting anything that means anything when you're just making one sound that's the same sound the whole time.
Rhea Hughes, you have any idea what we're talking about? That was really good.
No idea. I
enjoyed that quite a bit. Rhea Hughes, non-human character.
No bright lights. No water.
Oh.
And don't feed Gizmo after midnight.
So we are going to watch this with Zoe. Zoe really, really likes the idea of horror movies. She wants to be into them, which is great because Emily will not watch them with me and I'm a horror movie junkie. So I got a buddy.
That gets intense.
That's what I'm saying. She wants to watch scary movies.
Gizmo's a good starter.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, we're trying to find scary.
Yeah.
I know.
When they turn.
I remember being terrified as a kid. Yes. All right. Whew.
And
Gizmo, adorable on the one end and then horrifying on the other.
Yes.
Justin DeRozio, a non-human character.
I was debating not taking him out Rushmore off the board.
You could go for it. We got so many answers.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to do it. The greatest detective ever, Scooby-Doo.
Oh, it's a good answer.
One of the best characters of all time.
Scooby-Doo is a great answer.
Justin, are you growing your hair forever like Crystal Gale?
Ooh, Crystal Gale reference. The first time I saw Crystal Gale, I was like, that's not a real person.
Don't you?
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Make my brown eyes blue,
see, Justin D'Orazio is much younger than us.
Yeah, I don't know who Crystal Gayle is.
Crystal
I was
Gayle
growing
was
my hair like John Ritchie.
A country singer who was famous for having hair down to her ankles.
Yes.
Okay. No, well,
good response.
I got a haircut in April. I'm actually looking for a haircut now.
Sweet. All right, good talk, guys.
You're looking for a haircut?
Yeah, because, I have
He's searching, yeah. There's not enough barbers around that he can't find one.
It's the trust factor.
So
it's
I
that I don't know what I want to.
So I found a great barber. I've been searching, and it had been a real hardship for me. Because I had the best barber ever, and then she left, and then I was
it's like a crisis when you lose your barber.
I was nomadic. I'm wandering around I don't know what to do with my life. I'm what do I do? Horrible haircuts. Yeah. And then I found my guy Patrick. Thank you. I love you, buddy. So I can talk to you, Justin.
Well, who cut John's hair?
Well, yeah, that's a good one too.
John goes to a
haircut.
Salon, doesn't he?
Yeah, John.
Yeah, I can go to a salon.
John gets a fancy cut.
I go. It's not a. It's.
No, it looks good.
No, it looks good.
No, it looks good.
I want to keep it long.
Am I allowed
long,
to say
too?
Where I go to get my haircut? I don't even know.
You're more of an expert on this stuff. Can we say these things?
I don't know.
I think
know.
As long as
it's
you're
fine.
Not paid. Yeah, as long as you're not paid or endorsing.
You pay when you go there, right?
You can tell me during the break.
I need to check.
We can talk later.
Usually the rule of thumb.
I got a great spot.
Yeah, as long as you're not paid by the company you're allowed to talk about, I think, right?
John, the rule of thumb is you just say it and you don't say that, should I, am I allowed to say it?
Yeah, so I think we're past that point. So I'm just not going to say.
Well, I think we missed the moment.
Been doing this a long time.
That was great. All right, I will. Yeah, well done. I will also take a haymaker, and I'll take 2-1, even though it is a little rude. But there's so many great answers. I'm going to take both the 2 in T2. I'm taking the T, Terminator 1000, the whole Arnold thing off
I
the board.
I thought about that,
but
I was
also, I got to take Robert Patrick too. I have to take both. It's a tandem deal. I'm sorry.
I thought about it, but I didn't want to go with something that looked human.
Sure, but you know what? Not human.
It is not human.
And you know who's not here to be annoying about it today?
Joe
DeCamera. So we don't have to worry about it. You can say a robot because robots are not human, Joe. Sorry. You get to, seriously, he's like, I'm not voting for that. It looks like a human. Again, with Superman. Have you seen Superman yet,
Does
by the way,
Joe? Does understand what a cyborg is?
No, of course not. No. Have you seen the Superman movie, by the way?
No.
Yes, they make it very clear that he's
seen
a freaking alien. The whole movie
is
about
alien.
It.
Hey,
I know!
So did
of
you like it?
Yeah, I actually liked it a lot.
I'm dying to see it.
I thought, as far as
Corn Sweat, man.
I think, Corn Sweat. Shout out to David Corn Sweat, true Philly fan. We love you. I think Superman is like an incredibly lame character because it's just like there's not much you could do with Superman. It's like he's just
you're right. He's the so goat. Powerful.
He's unbeatable. Whatever.
Then,
I think it's like
man,
there's not
some kryptonite.
He's not a dramatic character. He's like a cool character, but he's not a super dramatic, interesting character to watch. I thought they did about as good a job with Superman as you could do. Like they made him fallible. They made him, you know, itching to jump in here. I could see it.
I've seen Superman three times.
Three times.
Oh, wow. It was, must have been pretty good.
It was pretty great. I'm a big, big, big Superman fan.
It was pretty great,
it was,
John.
Well, when you consider that DC's released nothing but slop for 30 years, it was amazing.
It was way better than I was hoping for.
Yeah, it was great. And like,
and Corn Sweat's great. Corn Sweat's like legit great.
He's amazing. He should come on the show. Yeah, he was amazing.
Can we get him on our show?
Well, I mean, Devin Caney knows him.
Apparently,
like,
Devin knows him.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Well, let's talk to Devin about that.
Yeah, we'll see.
Did he go to Radnor with
no,
Devin?
No, he went to a different school.
He went
but
to a different
like
school. She's
married
friends
to
with
her best friend.
He's from King of Prussia.
A friend of hers. Yes. Yeah,
that's
like
incredible.
That. Yes.
Yeah. You gotta talk to him.
Dude, I saw in the. So I saw in the press stuff for Superman, he got asked a question about who would run the tush push better.
Oh, it was brilliant.
Superman or Jalen Hurts. And you see him, he stops and he's like, how can I say Jalen? He's like, you know what? I actually think Jalen would do it better because of, like, technique and all that. And it's so ridiculous because we all know, of course, Superman would run the tush push better than Jalen. I'm sorry
That's
to say
so
it.
Cool.
But you see him stop and he's like, how can I say Jalen? And then he goes, it's so cool, dude.
And then he rips his co-host, his co-star, the woman, I don't know
Rachel
her name.
Rachel Brosnahan,
she goes, what's with the name tush push? And he goes, it's in the name. Like, duh.
I wonder if he inserted any birds Easter eggs in the movie.
I think he had
movie.
Something
any
on
secret
a
Easter
desk.
Egg in the movie. Type
for like
situation.
An eagle.
Like a mug or
yeah.
something? I think he
yeah.
did.
They put they put one of the buildings from the skyline in Metropolis as like
from
a piece
the
of city.
No way.
Yeah, a couple
no
buildings
way.
In the Philly skyline.
Yeah. 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 Well, I want to ask him about those little things.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
how
tell Devin to get him in here.
How much secret stuff did you get in there, man?
Devin, like,
how much secret? Yeah, birds.
Come on.
And I don't know. He's got to be Sixered up. He's got to be.
He was at the Phillies game. Yeah, he was at the Phillies game, and he looked like super excited to be there. Who knows? Maybe Ben Davis got to meet him when he was there. We'll find out from Ben Davis coming up in a few minutes.
I can't wait to talk to Ben on another
Superman
front.
Meets Superman.
How was Ben Davis not in the movies with that jaw?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, like Ben Davis
did
just
they
could play Superman. You know, he just has got the whole thing going
did
on.
Did they
you know?
Superimpose Corn Sweat's head
on Ben Davis's body?
On
probably.
Ben's body?
Probably.
Or they could just superimpose his voice on Ben.
You could. I mean, that chin, the whole...
Superman.
And look at this. Joe DiCamera's not even here, and we're talking about Ben like that. I mean, what happens here? 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phones again. The best answer for non-human character will win the prize today. Let's talk to our buddy Nick in Bucks County. What up, Nick?
Hey, good morning, everybody. How's everybody doing today?
I don't know how everybody's doing. I know that I'm good. I'm doing it.
Basically, what John's telling you is he doesn't really care about anybody else, but he's great.
John's fine.
Yeah.
Hey, that's all that matters, John, as long as you're good.
Yeah, I'm good.
I got to thank you guys. I'm high energy. I'm just like James, man. If I was on the camera right now, I'd be bouncing around everywhere.
You're just and like that. James? That's amazing.
Yeah,
that'd be something.
I'm sorry for your
I'd
wife,
like to
man.
Do a side-by-side on that.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm good. So, and I woke up at 4:30 this morning with like so much anxious energy because I'm starting this new job as a teacher on Saturday morning.
Oh,
never
wow.
taught before. And I'm just like, I'm so much like just amped up energy. And I'm like, what am I going to do with this energy? Let me call my boys and on the radio and talk to Rhea too. And, just get some of that energy out. So
that's awesome, Nick. Hey, that's really cool that you start on Saturday as a teacher. That's so, I mean, like a dream of mine sort of, and I really wanted to do that and I was lined up to do that, but I never really did it. So you'll have to let us know how it goes. I'm really,
John,
really interested.
It came right in front of me and just, you know, the opportunity was there. It wasn't the right time, but I just took it and I'm going to make it the right time. I can't wait to do it.
Love
man.
It.
It's also a dream of mine. So.
No, yeah, awesome, let man. Us know how that goes.
It's
that's
really
super
cool, Nick.
Exciting.
What do you got in sports, brother?
Yeah, so I love Howie, and I love the birds. I'm excited for them to start, but I am just getting irritated that Justin Simmons is just sitting there.
It is
with
weird.
It's a weird thing. Look, here's the thing. Again, we said this yesterday. Like, teams tell you what they think of guys with their actions,
And I do think it is notable that they didn't sign him last year and that they haven't
well
signed him
Atlanta,
yet.
He played well for Atlanta, didn't he?
Yeah.
Like, fairly well,
yeah,
right?
Fairly well. Look, but again, look, they might sign Justin Simmons at the end of camp. It's possible. Maybe he doesn't feel like going through a camp and wanted to wait to sign. Like, all those things are possible. But the fact that he's been out there for almost two full off seasons and he was with Vic Fangio, like, Vic might not like him that much. Like, I don't know. I don't know what the reason is, but I do think it's notable that he's been out there this long and has not been picked up.
I agree. And what do you think about Anaya Smith as the punt returner? Is that official?
No, I don't think anything's official, but I think they'd like. I think the Eagles would like Anaya Smith to take that job. And as John, you've talked about many times, and I think we all agree. Like, ideally, Cooper DeGene is not back there
exactly.
Every punt. Yeah,
no more.
James, he'll be back there in critical.
Yeah,
I think
sure.
Cooper DeGene will be back there in critical moments for a fair catch or that sort of thing.
Yeah, or if you're losing, you need a Deshaun moment or whatever.
100%, but not the regular.
Yeah, I agree. Right. What else you got, Nick?
James, a great starter scary movie for your daughter and you is Monster Squad. I don't know if you remember that.
Okay, vaguely, but I'll put that one. Matt, it's a good call. I like that. Nick, you got an answer for us?
I do. I'm going, you know, every real story is a never-ending story, and I'm going with my favorite luck dragon, Falcor.
Okay, I like it.
Oh,
never-ending story, yeah.
Great answer.
Probably not a winner with the haymakers
never
we got.
Never-ending story.
There we go.
Twitter poll question.
Gotta get John singing.
So yeah, let's get it going early. Twitter poll question
enchanting,
today, sponsored by
it
is enchanting. Sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's annual sizzling summer saving event is on now. Visit ArminChevy.com for details. Together, let's drive to Armin Chevrolet. Do you believe in Bryson Stott again? Yes or no is our question. We are going to play some audio coming up next that we referred to earlier that. We'll give you a tangible reason why Bryson Stott you might actually want to believe in this Bryson Stott.
I believe in him.
I'm excited.
I believe
about
in Bryson Stott.
I love it. I love it.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring Podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring Podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.